Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, where technology, teaching creativity, and innovation take center stage in the real world of education. Now, here's your host, Matt Miller.
Hi, and welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. My name is Matt Miller, and this episode is brought to you from the Ditch That Textbook blog at www.ditchthattextbook.com. Ditch That Textbook is all about teaching with less reliance on the textbook, with an emphasis on using technology and creative teaching ideas. This is a special series of podcasts based on the Indiana Department of Education's Summer of E-Learning Conferences. These podcasts will connect you with some of the great thinkers and doers in the education technology community. And today we have two gentlemen that certainly fit that description. First, we have Chris Weeger, an elementary principal from Kent Elementary School in British Columbia in Canada, and the keynote speaker at the Ride the Wave of E-Learning Conference here at Tecumseh Junior High in Lafayette. Chris is a blogger. He writes at the Weeger Board blog, and he spoke about how connected educators are changing education, and has also signed up quite a few educators on Twitter at this conference. We also have Brett Clark, who just finished his first year as Director of Information and Education Technology at Greater Clark County Schools in Southern Indiana. He was a featured presenter at the same conference, where he presented on Google Apps and Flipping the Classroom. He blogs at educationdreamer.com. They're both here to talk education technology and education in general with us today. I'm recording Chris and Brett at separate times, but we'll edit their responses together. So, first question, can you think of a moment, something you did, something that happened to you that got you hooked on technology, Chris?
For me, I've been using Twitter for about a year. I'm just kind of playing with it and not really seeing, it was helping me, but I wasn't forming the actual relationships face-to-face that that had helped me in the past. And what we had an ed camp in Vancouver, and I went to this ed camp, and that was the first time where I realized, wow, these connections on social media are actually enhancing my professional learning, because I'm meeting these people face-to-face and I already know them. So you're kind of meeting old friends for the first time. And I knew about their families. I already had a relationship. So the conversations could move much deeper. And that was the point that not only did I know that social media had affected me in my sort of professional knowledge, but it had affected my professional learning at a much, much deeper level. And from that moment on, it just continued to expand and build and build and build. And so it's through these connections that I learned more and more about how technology can enhance education and specifically for this conference on professional learning.
And to kind of follow up on that, can you think of anything that's been as powerful? I mean, how powerful, just in your mind, is this whole, Twitter education community that's out there? How big of a deal is that, or could that be?
When I first started with Twitter, I was a brand new principal, and I'm not sure I would have made it this far. I've been a principal for 4 years. I'm not sure I would have survived effectively. I might have made it, but to have the mentorship of so many experienced principals who have been there. If I have a problem or having a down day, I know I can contact someone, not even publicly, through direct message or email or Skype. These relationships have turned into Skype sessions and phone calls and even face-to-face meetings. So the power of these connections not only expanded, like I said, my knowledge and the ideas, and we're stealing ideas from other people to bring into our school, but it's helped me as a person. And now as a new parent, these connections also try to help me with family balance, because I see people that have, in my mind, are effective at that, and so I tap into what they're doing too. So it just keeps evolving for me, and I use it much differently than I did in the past. At the start, it was just to gain resources, and now it's still there for resources, but it's truly about these relationships that go deeper and deeper every time I connect with them.
Brett, what got you hooked on technology?
Well, I think what it was for me, Matt, was the moment in my teaching career when I decided I really want to engage my students at a higher level, and then I wanted to move away from my textbook in my algebra classes, and also my business math. And when I went back to teaching middle school, I was in a situation where there was no textbook for my class, and so I had to really just begin to rely on more and more technology. You know, and so that's really, as far as from a teaching standpoint, what really got me hooked on technology and really got me thinking of different ways that I can deliver content, different ways I can have students interacting with content, and then, it changed our conversation. It just kind of grew from just really a necessity in my classroom. But technology has always been something that's been a big center of what I have done as a person, as an educator.
Second question, as education technology becomes more and more prevalent, as it continues to expand, do you think that teaching is actually getting better as that education technology continues to get better?
Yeah, I think it can get better. And for those people who are using technology as a way to build on these ideas and have these ideas collide and make them better, I think it's definitely helping us grow as connected educators. And I mean, in the past, you had this where you could be connected with someone across the hall from you, a teaching partner, someone on your staff, and those are still very important. But what technology does is it introduces you to a whole group of people, could be anywhere in the world, that can have the same passion as you and drive what you do. And then when you have that relationship, you know, someone who's comfortable, you can go to and say, how can I improve? How can I improve on this idea? Or do you have any way that can help? Do you have any ideas that can help me with this? And so it's these connections of ideas that I think is changing education through the people that are using them. And technology is just one way that it can enhance what we do. And I do think it is really changing education. And the other thing is that the expectations, I think, can be a little bit higher because we no longer can say, well, we can't do that, because we know of someone who can do that and who is doing that, and we've shared that story, and it's going to look different in each school, and there's going to be different challenges in each different country, but at least we can have a different conversation rather than, yeah, but we can say, well, how can we do that?
Yeah. Brett, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think teaching is getting better. I don't know if it's because of technology or because of the conferences like the one that we're at here in Lafayette. But it's really, it forces us to really examine our practices. While, you know, I think some of the things that even Chris mentioned about competition in his keynote, things that are harmful, I will say that the one positive thing that, you know, we've all become much more conscious of the work that we do because technology has allowed our audience to grow from what used to be done just in our room that was really only experienced by us and our students. Now the things we do are out there for the world to see, and so that forces us to examine our practices, to examine our actions, our homework tendencies, our assessment practices. And so has technology helped teaching it better? I would say yes. Has it gotten better in a way that people would necessarily think? Probably not, but because it forces us to be more reflective of our practices. I would say that almost inadvertently, technology has forced us to become better teachers.
To kind of follow up on that whole exposure thing you were talking about, how now what we do in class is so out there, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know? It's like there are wonderful things about it, and there are difficult things about it. So, you know, maybe you could, which way would you sort of lean, or, you know, what does that mean to you as far as, you know, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Can you see pros and cons in that, on the exposure?
You know, I see a lot more pros than cons.
Yeah.
I mean, the pros of it, I mean, are just the fact that, like I said, it would cause people to really examine what it is that they do. Sports are a great example of this. There's a big difference between students or athletes who are playing on a national televised game. It's why they have all kinds of statistics about how certain athletes perform on Monday Night Football as opposed to Sunday, whenever their games are only being seen by their local fans. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, big-time athletes step up in big-time situations. And teachers are the same way, and so are students. And so the exposure on a national level the things that we do in our classrooms, it's a magnifier. My friend Tim Wilhelmus, his father said the technology is a magnifier. So things that are great about your classroom, it's going to magnify them. And things that are not as great about your classroom, right, it's going to magnify those things as well. And so, it's hard to view that as a con. The only that that is a con is if we choose not to improve on those things.
So, Brett, I want you to think about, today through social media and the various online tools that we've got available to us, educators have such a great opportunity today to connect with each other. And Chris talked about this in his keynote yesterday, just about being, good connected educators. How do you think this connection is changing education?
Well, personally, none of the things that I'm doing now would happen without these connections. These connections began in my personal district, where we had administrators and leaders who were connecting us with each other across our district, and then begin to connect with each other outside of people outside of our district. And so, it's changed education because, we are drawn to say a much more wealth of knowledge. We are pulling from people's experiences from all over the globe, and it gives us such a more broader view of what's going on. And the great thing about people is people are people, no matter where they're from, and no matter what country they're from, what part of the state they're from. Yeah, there's some little things that are unique to their area and to their demographics and their heritage and cultural background. But at all of our core, we are the same. And so and that has helped, being a kind of educator has helped us realize that. And it's helped us see how we can benefit from those connections. And, it's just now that I'm connected, I couldn't imagine not being connected.
Now, since Chris has already talked some about social media, we're going to kind of go a little different direction here. We've had 2 days of good sessions here at this conference at Tecumseh, and just hoping, Chris, if you could just touch on maybe one tool in particular that you think, if educators were able to tap into this, that it could make a big difference for them.
For me, I think the one that stands out is what Nick, the nerdy teacher, talked about was Evernote. And I currently use Evernote for a lot of different things, but it's kind of just for me. And from what I saw, how Nick uses it as more of a collaborative way and of using it with kids. In BC, we have some privacy laws that make this a bit of a challenge. But outside of BC, the potential for this is phenomenal. First thing I thought of was I can't imagine a child in, say, in kindergarten that was creating, had the help to create a portfolio in Evernote, and then to see what that would look like years later and watch that growth for assessment and self-reflection. That could be so powerful, not only within a year. So I know Nick talked about within the year that his kids are with him, but if we had that over time, that would be huge. And that's the route we need to go with assessment rather than the converting everything we have into a tenth of a decimal place.
Well, hey, Chris and Brett, this has been great. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk today. This podcast, as well as others throughout the summer, will be available at the Ditch That Textbook blog. Just go to ditchthattextbook.com/summerpodcasts. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.